Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about focusing on how to make our priorities happen by creating manageable steps. Do you have amazing ideas and when it comes to executing them, you fall apart? Does looking at your to-do list and all you need to accomplish leave you feeling overwhelmed? Are you looking at the same dreams every year and failing to make them happen? Let's continue our month as we focus on getting clear this year in 2017.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
In the first episode of the year, I talked about figuring out what our priorities were. That's the awareness and half the battle. The other half is executing and taking action. We're going to be talking about setting goals today. I have worked with a lot of people, and one of the reasons I see people get stuck is they become overwhelmed when they are trying to clear their clutter and get organized or move forward in their life. They look at what needs to be accomplished, clearing out the clutter of the home, or taking other steps and clear the clutter in their life, and become paralyzed because there is so much to do. The key is to break it down into manageable steps. I recommend this all the time and had to take my own advice recently. I'm writing some books and was overwhelmed. I thought for a moment and said, "What am I doing? All I need to do is break it down into easy to execute steps and I'll have it done." What's really interesting is that when I did this, I accomplished a lot more in less time. I set a teeny manageable daily goal: write 10 questions for your book. Because I took the pressure off to complete the whole thing, more often than not, I could surpass each goal. So I would write 15 questions and finish my book more quickly. Here are some things to think about when goal setting. Get motivated. You want to make sure that you're clear in what is important, because if you aren't motivated to accomplish your goals, there's a slim chance it'll happen. This isn't a race. If you need to go back to clarifying your priorities, do that. The podcast will be there. Being clear in your priorities will support you to remain motivated. Put it in writing. The physical act of writing a goal makes it real. Don't try to remember all you need to do. Our minds aren't made for remembering. They're meant to be creative and solve problems. Have a to-do list to work from that is broken down into manageable steps. Writing out the individual steps and then crossing each one off as you complete it, you'll realize that you're making progress towards your ultimate goal. This is especially important if your goal is big and demanding or long-term. SMART is an acronym that you can use to guide your goal setting. To make sure your goals are clear and reachable, each one should be specific or simple, sensible, significant. Pick whatever's going to work best for you. So, some things to think about when being specific: what do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important? What resources or limits are involved? So, here's an example of a specific goal. I choose to gain the skills and experience necessary to start my own business. Next, the goal needs to be measurable or meaningful, motivating. A measurable goal should address questions such as how much, how many, how will I know when it's accomplished? So here's an example. I choose to take the necessary classes and training, the experience I need within 2 years to start my own business.
Paid late fees because you can't find your bills? Child miss out on a field trip because of a lost permission slip? Missing out on reimbursements because you can't find your receipts? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Achievable, agreed, or attainable. Your goal also needs to be realistic and attainable. Stretch your abilities, but make sure it's doable. Things to think about. How can I accomplish this goal? How realistic is the goal based on other constraints, such as available time? So here's something that I came up with. I choose to quit playing basketball so I can spend the time on coursework and cut down on my weekly Starbucks to have money for classes. I will also look into grants and loans. Relevant or reasonable, realistic and resourced, or results-based? Can you answer yes to these questions? Does this seem worthwhile? Is this the right time? Is it applicable for my finances? So as an example, you might want to start your own business, but is it the right time to undertake the required training? Have you considered your spouse's goals if you're married? Or for example, if you want to start a family, would you have time to complete your classes to start your own business? And finally, time bound or time based, time limited, time cost limited, timely, time sensitive. A time-bound goal will usually answer these questions. When? What can I do right now? What can I do this week? What can I do 6 months from now? What can I do a year from now? An example, how long will it take you to acquire these skills? Do you need further training so that you're eligible for certain exams or qualifications? It's important to give yourself a realistic time frame for accomplishing the smaller goals that are necessary to achieve your final objective. For example, I will gain the skills and experiences necessary to own my own business within 2 years. And then you would break down further goals right now, this week, 6 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years to achieve that. Resist the urge to set goals that are too easy. Accomplishing a goal that you didn't have to work hard for can be disheartening at best, and it can also make you fear setting future goals that carry a risk of not happening. By setting realistic yet challenging goals, you hit a balance. Think, raise the bar and bring personal satisfaction. Also, be aware of setting goals that someone else has the power over. For example, get a raise depends on your boss, the financial health of the company, and other factors that you have no control over. However, get experience and training and do the work that I need to be considered for a raise is entirely up to you. Keep on keeping on. Goal setting is an ongoing activity, not just a means to an end. Build in reminders to keep yourself on track and regularly review your progress. Take actions from today's podcast. Write SMART goals for each of your priorities. Create a to-do list based on your SMART goals. Place your goals where you can see them every single day, and check in with yourself and how you are progressing on a regular basis. In our next episode, we're going to talk about mind mapping and brainstorming. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.